Ford selects Miami for tests by Tim Higgins in the Wall Street Journal. Ford Motor Company, which is focusing its entry into the driverless car business on around-town deliveries, has picked Florida's Miami-Dade County as its first test bed. The Miami experiment, announced Tuesday, will involve two sets of vehicles. One of self-driving cars will navigate actual traffic, and the other, consisting of human-driven cars and trucks that deliver food and other things. The delivery vehicles will be dropping off for Domino's Pizza Incorporated and for Postmates, a food delivery service. The Dearborn, Michigan-based automaker expects to add other partners later. The delivery vehicles will be made to look like self-driving cars with graphics and fake sensors, and the drivers will have rules about interacting with customers with the aim of creating an experience of what it's like for a robot to make a delivery. Customers, for example, will have to collect their pizzas from the cars. "We want to understand what customers do to interact with an AV vehicle," said Sharif Markabi, Ford's vice president of autonomous vehicles. Ford conducted a short test with Domino's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, last year. After years of tests in California by various developers, more self-driving car tests are popping up in places such as Phoenix and Pittsburgh. Ford is racing to catch up with Waymo and General Motors Company. Waymo, which plans to begin a commercial robot taxi service in Phoenix this year, received permission to operate a transportation network from the state of Arizona in January. The unit of Google parent Alphabet Incorporated also recently added Atlanta to the list of cities where it is testing its self-driving vehicles. Ford's announcement also comes a day after an announcement that BMW AG and Toyota Motor Corporation's corporate venture funds led a $11.5 million fundraising round to help startup May Mobility expand demos and tests of self-driving shuttles in Tampa and suburban Dallas. The activity potentially places further pressure on Congress to clear a growing thicket of regulatory questions. Legislation aimed at keeping states from passing competing laws regulating the new technology, which have been complicating the self-driving movement, has stalled in the Senate.